Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning,
Chef. How are you, Chef?
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you.
It's great to finally be here.
I know, here we are.
I always see the podcast, I'm like, I want to be here.
Okay,
and well, I'm here now.
And I always see you on TikTok and I'm like, I want to get that guy to cook me some dinner is what I want to get him to do. Bit of a meteoric rise, would you agree with that? Now that you're in the middle of it, does it feel that way? Or is it one of those things where it's an overnight success that took 15 years?
Well, I posted my first TikTok video 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was working in a hotel at the time. COVID happened. And obviously I lost my job because of it.
Yeah.
And I started making food videos online. And it just took off.
That's great though, isn't it? Like, and I mean, it is something that if you are working in a hotel, you are already on your chef journey. Like it's not, as we said, 4 years ago you posted your first online video. But you had to get to a point where you were confident enough to do that. So there's years behind that as well.
Ah, there is, yeah. Yeah, no, I studied in chefing college there for about, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I moved up to the hotel then and worked in loads of different fancy restaurants and now I'm deep frying cheese.
Whatever needs to happen, whatever needs to be deep fried. And talk to me about those restaurants and those things. Those kitchens are notoriously high pressure.
It is very high pressure, but it's kind of addictive.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the positive side of all that? Because it's all well and good, everyone's saying, oh no, it's pressure and tire. But no, people love doing it. It's got to be amazing.
I think chefs, like, we're people pleasers. We like to make people happy.
Right.
And when you send out a dish that you've spent hours or days creating, or there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind it, and when you see someone eat it, and they're like, oh, that's amazing. You're like, yeah, I've done my job.
What about the person who goes, it was all right, but I really thought that the white pepper would have been better.
We don't talk to those people. I like constructive criticism as well, like, you know, dishes, but yeah, no, it's a bit of a laugh at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I try not to take it too seriously.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And then what about the online stuff then? Like, when you get up in the morning, are you straight away thinking of a video, thinking of
just
content?
Just fire on straight away.
Yeah.
I know. I used to. Yes, I started off deep frying everything on TikTok.
Right.
And that's how everything kicked off.
Yeah.
I was deep frying everything. Anything you could think of, I was
because,
deep frying.
Look, famously, I went to Scotland, not recently, but the last couple of years, and tried deep fried pretty much most things. So I had the deep fried Mars bar, deep fried cream egg. Yeah. I had, deep fried haggis fingers. Unbelievable. They were the nicest thing there, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like black pudding and stuff.
Yeah,
it's nice. It is good.
Yeah.
I figured out there after the deep frying, once all that was done, like I was deep frying double cheeseburgers from McDonald's and everything.
Toblerones, everything.
Anything you could think of. There was Jaffa cakes going to the fryer. It was madness. I deep fried Iron Brew once.
And?
I turned it into a jelly and then battered it.
How did you feel about it when it came out?
The Scottish didn't deep fry.
No.
The video is still amassing views now. It's been up for 4 years now.
Was it nice though?
It was actually. It tasted a bit like a jelly bean.
Okay, all right.
It was different. Yeah, yeah. But then I moved on from that and I was like, I'm going to actually show people how to cook.
Yes.
So I put a whiteboard up in my room and I was like, right, why are these videos getting views and why are they not getting views?
Okay.
And I figured it out. If you put a potato in front of a camera, people stay longer.
No.
It's madness.
Well, I mean, as Irish people, we know that, but didn't think globally that would be the case. But it is. People love potatoes.
Everyone's got spuds in their house, you know?
Yeah, that's true. In fairness, your hash brown video is your pinned, it's your top pinned TikTok for a reason.
I do love that video.
Like, it is ludicrous
cooking,
how nice that is.
Spuds and an Irish stout. You couldn't go wrong.
No. People are very happy about that. Obviously, TikTok audiences tend to be global. Do you have the breakdown of your, do you know, like, how much of it is Ireland, how much of it is America,
The majority of it is Ireland.
Right.
And then I have small bit in the UK, small bit in Canada, the US.
Mostly Ireland, amazing.
Mostly Ireland,
so you're clocking 4 million views, because it's Spuds and Guinness.
Spuds and Guinness. But we have Americans there as well.
Okay.
It's great to have everybody involved.
Oh, listen, absolutely.
I'm so grateful, like, you know, it's mad.
Talk to me then about the fact that you can transfer your skills that you've had in creating content into an RTE player show called Look Who's Hangry. Like,
someone decided to give me a TV show.
I was going
to
say, is this you pitching to them or them going, do you know what we should do? You know this guy, we should give him a TV show.
It's absolute chaos madness.
Yeah,
it's in the best way. I've
seen it. It's so much fun. Right,
look,
so
Look Who's Hangry.
You Look Who's Hangry. So you take two well-known faces and you take their favorite comfort dish and then you effectively Chef Daniel it, right? So you turn it into whatever you think.
Make it emotional.
Emotional. That's what you're going for.
Real emotional.
Okay, so talk to us about, say, some of the people who've come through the door and some of the people who've given you, what have they given you in terms of their dishes?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of different, you know, people on. One of the main ones that I was really interested in was actually James Doyle's dish.
Oh, James Doyle, the fitness guy. Yes, we all know him. Yeah. Red-haired fitness, protein bar.
Yeah. Great guy, really
hilarious
guy.
Love him.
But so he likes Sky yogurt and raspberries and fresh fruit.
Okay, so he likes his protein. That's how he's getting into him, yeah.
Yeah, and I was making Dubai chocolate bars there a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So I got millions of views for it. I was like, and then I started breaking it down. I said, you know what? I'm going to make his own protein bar. But I made a yogurt filling inside the bar. And it was mad. It was absolute madness.
So strawberry, raspberry yogurt filling inside a chocolate bar.
A giant chocolate bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a carbonara jerk sushi roll.
Of course you did.
And I decide who wins. I basically invite two people into my kitchen.
Yeah.
I showed them, well, they tell me they're hungry snack. I ask them how dangerous they are when they're hungry. Actually, how dangerous are you when you're hungry? What do you do?
Do you know what? I don't know. You have to ask my team around me. Like, I think I'm pretty okay. I don't get very, because what I do is I eat in the morning, right?
So
I eat
aggressively opening bags of crisps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll eat before the show. I'll eat a bowl of porridge. And that will get me through to kind of like maybe lunchtime. And then on the way home in the car, now I'm making sure I have something to eat. But Carl, what am I like?
No, you're not too bad. But you know what he is? Is he will not change on his routine of what he gets.
Yes, that would so make me.
His breakfast now is going to be porridge every morning since we started this show in here. He does not change.
No.
Would you make porridge bars?
I mean,
you could mix them with white chocolate.
See, this guy's already got ideas. Right now. Yeah, okay,
maybe,
go
maybe
on.
A little bit of smoked bacon in there as well.
Smoked bacon and white chocolate.
Yeah, smoked bacon porridge bars, that'd be lovely.
Okay, you make them, bring them in, I'll eat them.
I'll bring them in the next day.
Definitely do that. It's on the RT player right now. Look Who's Hangry. You can see it. You have to watch the show. It is so much crack. And the stuff Daniel creates, the ham and cheese potato donut. What was the sauce?
So I actually did a chili icing sugar.
Chili icing sugar.
Yeah. It hits all the right spots in your mouth. It's got your umami, it's salty, it's sweet, it's amazing.
Okay, I'm like, I literally need to try this. This is incredible. But Daniel, I want to test your culinary ear.
Okay.
A lot of people want to test culinary taste buds. No, not
this,
here.
This is the first for me.
This is radio, after all. It's all about ears. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a game where I'm going to play you kitchen noises. And I want to see if you can identify what is happening.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, here
so
we go.
Pay attention. Here's your first one. What's here? Of course, you can play along at home there, guys, and have a guess. I know it's 7-4-100-102. But what do you think it is? What's happening there?
I think that it sounds like somebody's scrubbing a pot.
Okay, it's not scrubbing a pot. I'll give you one more time.
Somebody grating.
Oh, he's getting closer
somebody
now.
Somebody is grating a potato.
Another root vegetable.
A carrot.
A carrot! Yay! He's got it.
Yes!
Spot on. We helped him. We coaxed him over the line, but it's there as well. Okay, try this one.
He's ripping something.
Tell you what, he's got his eyes closed. You see the concentration that's happening in this man's face. Do you want it one more time?
Yeah, one more time, please.
Now, I will say this is very close to the microphone, if that makes sense. Like, as in, it's appearing louder than it probably is if you were standing in the kitchen.
Is that somebody peeling back a leek? Or
peeling is the right verb. Peeling is what we're looking for. It's not a leek.
Is it a sweet corn?
No. It's not a vegetable.
It's not a vegetable?
No.
Cabbage?
No.
Sir,
cabbage is a vegetable.
I was speaking faster than my brain there. Not a vegetable.
It is peeling something else, though, that isn't a vegetable. What else would you peel? It's a savoury thing.
It's savoury?
Yeah.
Can I hear it one more time?
You can hear it one more time. Go on, one more time. I'll be honest with you. It doesn't really sound like what it is. Yeah. It's kind of unfair, I think. It's actually peeling a boiled egg.
Eating a boiled egg.
Up close to the microphone. That's the egg cracking and then...
No way.
That's what it sounds like. If you mic it close enough, there's an idea for your next video.
Do you know how you peel an egg?
Go on.
You crack it, you roll it in your hand, you leave it in water and it just opens up.
Really?
Yeah.
Post-boil?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need vinegar in the water though. It gets rid of the kind of outer membrane on the egg.
Okay.
Irish eggs aren't washed. That's why we don't keep them in the fridge.
So hang on. You're saying a lot of things here now. So hang on.
So in Ireland, basically...
We do, but a lot of people keep eggs. I keep eggs in the fridge.
You're not. They're not in the fridge in the shop.
No, that's true.
They have it. You sometimes just.
But they gave me a rack in the fridge for the eggs.
If you ever see feathers on the eggs in the shop, sometimes you'll see little.
Yeah, little feathers. Yeah.
In Ireland, we don't wash them. There's a natural kind of a sedent on our eggs.
Okay.
So you don't need to put them in the fridge. Now in other countries, they wash them, and
that
gets rid of that
away,
membrane.
So
you have to put them in the fridge.
There's also people who say you shouldn't keep your milk in the door of the fridge. For the cartons. I mean, come on.
Sometimes the fridge can kind of open, but yeah. I don't even drink milk sometimes.
Yeah, no.
Really, no.
Carl now be offended by that. He's a big, big milk drinker with his dinner. Okay, last one. What is this?
That's a deep fryer.
Deep fryer.
Yeah.
It was actually a trick question. That's actually when it's raining outside.
You got me there.
We did. Daniel, before you go, I've got to ask you my quick fire round. Please tell me, what are you currently obsessed with?
Fly fishing.
Fly fishing?
I've started taking up fishing. Well, I've been fishing since I was quite younger.
Okay.
But I started back fishing now again. I have a little bit more time. And yeah, fly fishing, I love it. So it's something that people don't really know.
Yeah, out in the water, wading into the water. And
yeah.
Casting off. I know all the terminology. Yeah, right.
I actually started up a fishing club. The first school fishing club in Leitrim.
No way!
When I was younger, yeah. Loved it. And then I stopped doing it then and I'm back at it now.
Okay, brilliant. Are you catching and releasing or catching and eating?
Oh, catch and release.
Catch and release. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Okay, brilliant. Yeah. What a great answer. Who's the most famous person in your phone? As in, like, they don't have to be in a contact, but they've DM'd you or liked a video on TikTok or whatever. Who's the most famous?
The most famous person?
Yeah.
I don't think I have anybody.
You don't
famous
track anymore. Those things, no?
No, not really.
I'm sitting there with a whiteboard full of faces going, Tom Cruise liked my Ash Brown video.
No, I actually don't have anyone famous in my family.
Okay, that's fair enough. You can answer that way. When you were about 8 years old, were you in Leitrim?
No.
No, you were in Dublin?
I was in Dublin, yeah.
In Dublin, okay.
I grew up in Terranure.
Okay, all right. So you're in school, 8 years old, second class. Your teacher says it's time for Susbjørg. Open up your lunchbox. What's inside Daniel's lunchbox?
My nan always made lovely ham and cheese sandwiches.
Now, when you say made, is it just like Brennan's and a slice of Denny, or is she like cooking the bread or baking the bread or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it was always Brennan's bread.
Okay. Yeah, quality.
And ham and cheese. And then I used to have these little fruit shoots.
Oh, fruit shoots, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Any treats?
The piece of fruit was always left at the bottom of my school bag.
No, I still have the same problem now.
I think I had about 5 apples in that.
Fair enough. And the final question I ask everybody is, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Do I wash my legs in the shower?
Legs. Are you a leg scrubber?
I'm trying to think now. I would wash my legs, yeah.
Okay.
I give them a quick rinse over.
Because you can do the hand gestures if you want, just to make sure. Is that what you do? Yeah.
Right.
You do, yeah.
I give them a little.
Okay.
More, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
fair
yeah.
enough, fair enough. I don't.
You see, you if I come back from the kitchen, like, you'd be all sweaty.
So you'd be all sweaty, okay.
You
yeah.
need to get in there.
I don't have that excuse. I don't have that excuse. Daniel, it's an honour to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming in and best luck with the TV show. Look who's hangry, an RTE player now. Thanks a million.
Cheers. Thanks a million for having me. Dave Moore on Today FM.